A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Mem Ches, Baba Basra 148b, pagination is 296, starting from the words Iboiluhu, about 9 lines up. We have people that do different things and then have a change of heart as to what it is that they did, and they wish that they didn't do it. Some examples. There's a case of husband and wife that are traveling during a wartime, and they're on a train, and they see soldiers boarding the train, and in total panic, thinking that they are going to be persecuted, they make a vow of tremendous amounts as to how much they're going to give to tzedakah if they just go free from this terrible danger. And they make this vow with intent that this great merit should be held for them in heaven as a protector. It should influence Hashem's decision. Tzedakah tatzel mimavis, charity saves from death. Turns out, as the soldiers approach, they suddenly realize that they have already crossed the border unbeknownst to them. And these are, quote, friendly soldiers. And they're checking the documents, but they're not going to persecute Jews, and everything's good. They now wonder about the tzedakah that they pledged. They never really needed to do that, so to speak, because they never really were in that danger. And are they able to claim that it was a vow bita'us, by mistake? Had I known all the information available to me, I wouldn't have done that. That is a discussion regarding information that was truly available. They weren't aware, but in the world, the information was available. What about a different case where the information wasn't available at the time? A person sells his property, adaita lemesik la'ara di Yisrael, to go make aliyah, move to Eretz Yisrael. And that's why he sold his property. Otherwise, people don't just sell their property. It was well known that he was trying to move to the land of Israel, and that's why he was selling. Turns out that things didn't work, and he has to stay. And now he wants to void the sales. So this is information that wasn't even available to him at the time of the transaction. Nevertheless, he's claiming that it's as if there was a condition built in to the transaction, as if it was understood that if it doesn't work out, then I'm not doing the sale. Our case in the Gemara is a person who granted his property in one form or another to a different entity. He gave it to the Beis HaMikdash. He was mafkirit, he made it ownerless so that anybody can take it, or he gave it to poor people. And then it turns out that his status as Shchiv Meira ends up changing. And he's no longer on his deathbed, he gets better from his illness. Is he able to void the sale or the gift, the situation that was done as a Shchiv Meira? So the word sale would have to be considered, because that's a little different than the cases that we're going to discuss. But certainly if it was gifted in the style of a Shchiv Meira, can it later be questioned? So the Gemara tells us as follows, Iboilehu, it was a question in the Beis Medrash. Hikdish kol nechasav v'omad mahu. if a person made all of his property Kodesh to the Beis HaMikdash, and then he got up, he got better from his illness. And let's keep in mind that it's Kol Nechasov, all of his property. If he would have only been Makdish a lot of his property, then we don't have the compelling reasoning that is going on over here, that a person would never do this and not leave anything for himself if he had any inkling that he was going to get better. And therefore, it could be argued that it's like a condition, it's like an understanding of Shchiv Meira, it's only if he dies. Mi Amrinon, do we say, Kol Legabei Hekdesh Gomar Umakni, when it comes to Hekdesh, if you're doing it, you do it right, and it's all granted, no matter what. O Dilma, or maybe, Kol Legabei Nafshelo Gomar Umakni, since he himself would be vulnerable, it's understood that if he gets better, that it's not Hekdesh, and he's only doing it because he's assuming that is a Shchiv Meira, otherwise it's conditional. Or, Hifkir Kol Nechasov Mahu, if he made it ownerless, what would the halacha be? Mi Amrinan, do we say, Kevin de Afla Aniyim Ka Ashirim Gomar Umakni? Hefker is to poor and rich alike, and apparently he's just granting it. It's not like he's giving it only to people who are more needy than himself. O Dilma, or maybe, Kol Legabei Nafshelo Gomar Umakni, we could argue that certainly regarding himself, he's not disenfranchising himself, and if he gets better, then the property should still be waiting for him. Or, Chilei Kol Nechasov La'aniyim, if he distributed all of his assets to poor people, my, what's the halacha? Mi Amrinan, do we say, Tzedakah vaday migmar gomar umakni, you're granting it to tzedakah? Certainly you're granting it totally. O dilma kol legabei nafshelo gomar umakni, or once again, since he's the one being disenfranchised here, it would stand to reason that there's a condition in the gift, that it's only being given on condition that he dies from this illness, and otherwise conditional, he's able to take it back. Teiku, the Gemara leaves it as a question. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Nun, Se'if Gimel, we find, Im Hikdish Kol Nechasov, V'lo Shi'ar Klum, if a person granted everything as Hekdish and did not leave anything over for himself, O Hifkiram, or he made it ownerless, O Chalkam La'aniyim, or he granted it to the poor, the three cases that our Gemara posed as questions, Im Amad, if he gets up from the illness, he's healed, Nisbatel Hakol, it's all nullified, Kedin Nosin Matana, just as the rule is by a person who gives a gift as a Shchiv Meira, and it turns out he ends up getting better, he's able to void the gift and take the property back. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.